Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 16, especially these words. Jesus said, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We shouldn't think too highly or too lowly about St. Peter. He seems to be the leader of the apostles during the earthly ministry of Jesus, and he's the one who speaks up here and gets it right. There are a couple other times, though, when Peter speaks up, as it were, and doesn't quite get it so right. Remember that time when there is Jesus walking on the water? The disciples are in the boat at night, and they see Jesus, and they are terrified. When Jesus says, "Take a heart, I am," Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water. Come." And Peter walks and begins to sink. Not Peter's finest moment. You can think a little bit after this text in Matthew 16 as well, to Holy Week, when Jesus is telling the disciples how they will all run away from him. And Peter says, "They all might, but not me. I will never. Before the rooster crows, three times, Peter, you're going to deny me. Those three times. Once, twice, three times. Not Peter's finest moment. We shouldn't think too highly or too lowly of St. Peter, because he does some wonderful things, and yet he is a sinner as we. We see the confession that Peter makes here in our reading today: "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." What a confession. Nobody in Matthew's gospel up until this point had said that of Jesus. It's a watershed moment. It's like the light goes on in Peter's head, and he speaks up for the group and tells Jesus exactly the right answer. Others had thought Jesus was John the Baptizer come back from the dead, or Elijah, or Jeremiah, or a prophet. There were many different ideas of what the Christ should do in the first century. Be the next earthly king, or be the supreme priest, or be a powerful prophet. But Peter gets it right. But Peter gets it wrong as well. The next couple verses after our text, you may remember how Jesus tells the disciples so very clearly exactly what the job of the Christ is to do: to go to Jerusalem and to be betrayed and handed over and die and be raised up. And Peter takes Jesus aside. "Far be it from for you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." You remember what Jesus says to Peter: "Get behind me, Satan." Peter had it somewhat right of who Jesus was, but very wrong about what Jesus had come to do. We shouldn't think too highly or too lowly of Peter. And it's interesting what Jesus says in this text, isn't it? "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Peter had just said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." It's a very similar construction. You are the Christ, you are Peter. We could take that as the church being built on the person of Peter. That kind of undoes when we look at the next verses about Jesus telling Peter about the work of the Christ. The church is not built on any one of us, or Peter, or James the Just, or John. No. The church is built, as you know, on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. He is the cornerstone, the stone the builders had rejected. And yet, Jesus calls Peter the rock. The name Peter means rock. There's something to it here. The church is built on Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection and ascension, yes. But there's more to it than that, Jesus says in this text. After that ascension into heaven, 40 days after Easter, it'll be these disciples, these guys going out and being a rock, kind of like Ezekiel or Jeremiah, their face like flint, hard as emery before a people of unbelieving heart. These guys will go out to Jerusalem and Judea and to the ends of the earth and proclaim what Peter had just said, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that Jesus is the one who gave his life upon the tree for sinners, that Jesus comes to sinners even now in our lives to wash us clean through baptism, to feed and nourish us with his body and blood, and to direct us into good works and salvation and sanctification by his word. These disciples will be that rock that goes out. Not just Peter, but all of them that go out. And not just the 11, and not just Matthias added, and not just Stephen as well, but it's all of the pastors through the millennia who have gone out proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, that solid rock and foundation, that ministry Jesus establishes here. When we hear forgiveness from the lips of our pastor, it is forgiveness given on earth and in heaven before God. Not because the pastor has supernatural powers, but because Jesus has died for you. When we receive the body and blood of our Lord from the pastor's hands, we receive Jesus Christ, not because the pastor has some special power, but because Jesus Christ has died for us and desires to come to us through those simple means. When we receive baptism from the pastor's hand, as you saw it this morning, not because the pastor has special powers, no, because Jesus uses that great means, simple water combined with his word, to wash over us and forgive our sins. It's just as valid here on earth as it is there in heaven, that we all would rejoice in the gifts that God gives to us through the office of the ministry, that we would be absolutely certain that upon the rock of Jesus, his death and resurrection, we are saved, that we can see him coming to us through human means, through human ways, that we would not think of our pastor too highly or too lowly. He's no special guy. He's not a holy person without sin. No, he's just like Peter, sinful through and through. And yet by the grace and mercy of God, he chooses for himself men to call into this office to bring the grace, the death that Jesus died, to you, that you would have assurance and confidence and certainty that your salvation and your faith is not founded on some person, but Jesus. It was Peter's job. It's a job of the apostles. It's a job of every pastor to direct people back to Jesus, to give Jesus that you would receive the word and sacraments of God for the forgiveness of your sins. I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. You should not think too highly or lowly of Peter. He was just a man, but a man who pointed to Jesus Christ and him crucified, directing sinners to receive the grace and mercy of God. That work continues today as God showers you with forgiveness, that your sins will be loosed here on earth and before God in heaven through the sacrifice of your Savior Jesus. In his name, amen.